when we were talking early when he got on the team, he was like, man, this offseason program is one of the hardest that I've ever been a part of. And, you know, when you go through those challenging things as a team, it brings everyone together, you know. Again, the harder that you make it on everybody, the closer you're going to be.
But at the end, you're a great player, but you're also a human being. It did not look very good for you guys there at the one-yard line with the seconds ticking away. They're a great team, too. How did you guys win this game?
Again, it comes down to the way we practice, the attitude that we have towards red zone. I mean, they talk about it all the time. If you hold in the three, you're going to have a better chance to win. If you get a turnover in the red zone, it's huge. I mean, look at what Seattle was able to do to us on our first drive. We're moving the ball down the field, interception on the one-yard line. So, again, it's just the way that we go about our business every day, and it's repetitive. You know, it's not a one-time thing. It's over and over and over again.
But are you pinching yourself a little bit?
I'm pinching myself because I'm a Super Bowl champion, and 9 years ago, I was a fifth-round draft pick to the Saints, and I had torn my ACL. So amazing how everything came back. You know, it's going well for me.
Rob, realize a moment like this, how does that compare with what you're talking about?
It's everything and more. I mean, to be honest with you, when I was in junior college working out, you know, on my own, thinking I might not be big enough to play Big Ten football. Now I'm sitting here talking to everybody about being a Super Bowl champion and knock on wood, you know, being able to stay healthy, you know, since 2009, I haven't missed a game. It's just, for me, it's just surreal that I've been able to continue to be productive and stay healthy and, you know, just play at a high level and help my team. And again, the Patriots, they've been such a dynasty for a long time now. When I got here, I just wanted to carry on the tradition of winning football. You don't want to be that team to not do it, you know, because they've been doing it for so long. And my first Super Bowl, when we lost it, I just said, hey, I need to get back to this game because, you know, those old Patriots, the guys that won three Super Bowls, they had their own story. You know, they wrote their book. And we had to write a new book, so to speak, of the new Patriot. But it's the same thing because we are a winning football organization that, you know, again, it's just through hard work. And, you know, again, those guys that won the three Super Bowls, they did, you know, the same things that we've done. They put in the time. They worked. They set up everything for us to continue the tradition. And, you know, again, when I saw I was number 50, I was like, man, I got some big shoes to fill. So I'm just trying to do my best to play the best that I can to fill those shoes. I'm still trying. I'm just a great football player.